Unlike his compatriot, Vladimir Sorokin, Russian novelist Andrei McKean is pursuing his literary career far from the land of his birth. McKean lives in France, and he even writes in French rather than his mother tongue. Reviewer Alan Chu says that despite this geographical and linguistic distance, McKean's new novel, Music of a Life, offers a powerful depiction of the Soviet era.
The scaffolding of this story is quite visible in the beginning. The narrator is stranded in a remote Russian train station in a snowstorm when he meets a fellow traveler, a former concert musician, who tells him the story. The heart of that narrative will sound fairly simple. It's set in Russia during the early 1940s, in the middle of the Stalinist reign of terror. In May 1941, 2 days before his debut concert, a gifted young pianist from Moscow named Alexei Berg is tipped off by a neighbor that his parents have been arrested by the secret police. And he flees, first to the countryside and then to the Western Front, where he steals the identity of a dead Russian soldier. Berg becomes a battlefield hero, saving the life of a general, who then takes the imposter under his wing. Back in Moscow for a time, Berg meets Stella, the general's young daughter, who falls in love with him. Romantic stuff, all this, but always with enough realistic details to keep the story vivid and grounded. The feel of the war front in winter, the false security of a Moscow music room during the purges, the struggle to keep one's sanity intact. McKean sketches all this in a kind of shorthand, but it works, and by the time he takes the reader back, or forward, I should say, into the present, it all feels a little like having listened to a flamboyant piano appassionato, the tortured soul of modern Russia, as told about in French and translated here into English, a lot of screens between us and reality, but somehow it all plays beautifully.
Reviewer Alan Chu teaches writing at George Mason University. He reviewed Music of a Life by the Russian novelist Andrei McKean.